Matt Greenwood now speaking to Alex DeMatteis, head coach for the Windsor Owls in his third year running the show. And, well, they've got a week one matchup at St. Pius here in just a couple of days, and we're here to sort of talk about that and put a bow on the training camp season, all season, if you will. And, Coach, why don't we just go ahead and start with that training camp that you mentioned that you guys were going, you were taking the kids to Evangel University to get some college-type training going. How did that go for you guys?
It was an awesome experience. The actual camp is very well run and a lot of competition, a lot of repetitions, and so it was pretty awesome. But the important part of the whole deal was just for us to get away together as a team in the middle of the summer and to bond and to do some team activities, spend some time together, and not only focus on football, which we did at the camp several hours for a couple of days, but to focus on what we need to do to get ready for the 2019 season. And our kids had a great time both at the camp and just on the trip in general. So it's something that I think is going to be something we can attribute success in 2019 towards.
All right, very well. Derek Williams, your starting quarterback, some growing pains as a sophomore. You probably expect a few more as a junior, trying to get him ready for that senior year. Obviously, that's looking a little too far ahead, but as far as the junior season for Derek Williams, should we expect great things out of him?
Absolutely. Derek's a great young man, and he's a fine football player. And Derek's done a tremendous job leading our team from that quarterback standpoint. His on-field production was fantastic last year. He led our team in all statistical categories offensively. And this year we're looking for him to kind of get acclimated to the system that much more quickly right off the bat here. And he had a great summer. I think he's ready to do that and take that step forward. Some people think that you give your quarterback more freedoms as they get older, and which we will, and making sure that we're the right play down to down offensively. But we're also looking for the style of play that we execute each and every Friday for him to take more of a leadership role and to stay consistent throughout the year. And that's a goal of his and a goal of ours as a program. And I think he's going to be able to pull it off. I'm real excited for him. I think that there were a lot of growing pains early in the season, but as we got about halfway through, it started to really click for Derek and for our offense. And I think that we're going to have more of a senior on the field in a junior body than the other way around. So Derek should have a great year, and I look forward to him being out there.
All right, great deal, Coach DeMatteis. One more thing before we let you go. You did have a jamboree, and you have St. Pius week one. What are some things you'd like to see carry over from the jamboree, and what are some things you hope the team leaves behind, if you will?
We were looking for a few starters. There was two or three spots where we weren't 100% sure as to who we were going to go with week one. And I think we found them. And so that was helpful. There was some good defense played from time to time, which is something we want to bring with us. Offensively, we had a couple things that we've improved upon throughout the week, but it seemed to be pretty crisp for the most part. And it's clicking the way we need it to be clicking right now at this juncture of the season. St. Pius is a good football team, brings back quite a bit of talent that I think is going to be awesome for them, but a good challenge for us. They have a new head coach, and that new head coach is Coach Oliver, that I'm familiar with from a past coaching assignment. And so I'm looking forward to coaching against Coach Oliver again and going to see a little bit different look from St. Pius, I think, this year than we've seen in years past. And should be an interesting, fun, and exciting game Friday night.
Looking forward to it, of course, and Coach DeMatteis, always appreciate the time. We'll talk throughout the year.
Thank you very much. Go Owls.